We run our kids up to the Walmart last year to see the Christmas village up there. We wasn't there more than 10 minutes. Somebody was already running a meth lab out of the gingerbread house. The hell? I mean, I love shopping at Walmart, but dadgum, that's like a meth maker's paradise in there, ain't it? Walmart's the only store in the world you can go and see somebody buying 16 boxes of cough syrup and some garden hose. Nobody thinks that's weird. You ever shot at Walmart after midnight? Holy smokes. Whoa, they ought to charge a cover charge in there after midnight. Dadgum, it's like a casting call for Ripley's Believe It or Not in that place. If you've never been to the circus, go to Walmart after midnight. You're bound to see a couple of bearded women, a toothless wonder, and the fattest man in the world on a scooter up there. They got good deals after midnight, though. Last time I was up there after midnight, 75% off self-esteem. That's right. I walked in there like this. I walked out like this. I thought this was good. That's right. You can get everything at Walmart except good customer service. Holy smokes. Here's my impression of the hiring practices at Walmart. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever cared about anything in your entire life? No? All right, you start Tuesday, all right? We'll put you in the DVD department. My wife wanted to go to Walmart. She's trying to find the cheapest mop she could get for something she's doing. So we go to Walmart, get a mop, $4.95. Go up there to pay for the mop, and the lady goes, "You want to buy the protection on this?" You know what? I think we're going to risk it this time. All right. Got a 95% chance we're going to throw that away when we're done with it anyways. At our super Walmart, you can get your hair cut. They got everything. My buddy got his hair cut at Walmart. $20 for a haircut. Actually, $5 for a haircut. $15 for the hat you got to wear next 3 weeks. Got a doctor's office up at the Walmart. Holy smokes. People going in there. I was there the other day. They gave a guy 3 months to live in there. And he ended up getting hired as a door greeter once he walked out that door. I had to go get a flu shot one time. I didn't want to go to the doctor. And my wife goes, "Well, shoot, run up to Walmart. They're giving flu shots." Are you kidding me? I ain't getting a flu shot at Walmart. Dadgum, normally I got to get vaccinated before I go in there. Get a flu shot at Walmart. The flu's the last thing I'm worried about at Walmart, all right? Dadgum, they probably got Ebola behind a box in there somewhere I didn't know about. I was up there one time, there's a dude out front in a hazmat suit. I'm like, "Is it safe to go in there?" He goes, "Yeah, why?" I go, "You're in a hazmat suit." He goes, "I know, I work here. I'm collecting the carts." We live in a great country, though. I tell you what, these people bitch about our country. This is an awesome country. We got, you realize there's a buffet on every street corner in this country? Other people starving. You ever see that starving kid commercial? For 8 cents a day, you can feed a starving child. 8 cents a day? Dadgum, you can't keep a gerbil alive for 8 cents a day. Dadgum, I go through $270 a day and I'm on a diet. Reading an article in the paper the other day. Fella jumped off some mountain with one of them kites, Batman kites, and it didn't work, and he slammed into something and killed him. And it said, "Diver dies because of freak accident." That ain't a freak accident. You jumped off a building with a kite on your back. That's a dumbass accident is what that is. A freak accident. I'll tell you what a freak accident is. you're down there at the local, you know, Stop and Shop down there and getting gas, and unbeknownst to you, there's two clowns in a knife fight. One of them falls and stabs you in the face. That's a freak accident right there, all right? Read another article one time. This is why I don't like polls. I see an article, they said they polled in Washington, D.C. They polled 2,500 women. Said, now that Bill Clinton's way older, would you sleep with Bill Clinton? Unbelievable. 94% said not again. Thank you. Good night. Thank you so much. Good night. Thank you. All right. I'll stay. All right. You convinced me. I'm going to hang out for a while. Remain seated. Stupid polls. Well, the polls indicate I ain't never been polled. You ever been polled? I've been polled. There's only one poll I ever trusted. That's the polls I do at my shows. And I done one last night, and I believe this. I polled all my audience last night. 87% of them said at this point in time during my show, they want their money back. I've been, you used one of the 13%. 13%. Yeah, 13% right there. Yeah, right? I know my dadgum math. You know, I work a lot of fairs. I love working fairs. It's awesome because I grew up in fairs, and I love fairs. What has happened to the clientele at the fairs lately, though? Holy smokes, I was up there the other day. There's a dude walking like he's bleeding from the nose, you know, walking like he got a daggum fart stuck sideways heading down that thing down there. Looked like a Greyhound bus overturned. He came walking in trying to get help or something. I mean, it's unbelievable at these fairs. By the way, anybody ever ride a Greyhound bus? I used to ride them back in the early days of comedy. Holy smokes, only thing slower than a Greyhound bus is the people on the daggum bus. They're a good value, though. I went from Sanford, Florida, all the way to Lincoln, Nebraska one time. $49. Oh, man. 119 days. Oh, smokes. And the big selling point at the time was now with more leg room, what they needed was more headroom so I could have hung myself halfway through the trip. So I won one of them big stuffed animals one time at the fair, which I hated because I'd carry it around the whole time. And I win something, and the guy goes, what do you want? And I said, well, give me that goofy-looking minion right there, that little minion. He says, what? I said, that goofy-looking minion with the purple hat right there. He goes, that's the manager. You ever ride the rides at the fair? They scare the heck out of me. My little boy's, Daddy, can we ride the roller coaster? Yeah, we ain't riding the roller. You do realize, son, they put that up in an hour in a parking lot, all right? Probably got a bunch of parts left over on that daggone thing. Remember last Christmas when I got you that bicycle and put it together in 50 minutes and you got on it, the wheels fell off and you racked your nuts? Remember that whole day right there? That's going to happen to you on that roller coaster right there. He's like, come on, Daddy. No, we're not doing it. That's it. So we're on the roller coaster there, and I was so mad, I almost puked on that thing. It went upside down. I get done, I go, you didn't tell me it went upside down. The guy running it goes, it's not supposed to. How about that Ferris wheel? You like that Ferris wheel? Who, me either. Oh, yeah, the Ferris wheel. That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing I like better in the whole world than being completely bored and terrified at the same time. Which, by the way, is the same thing my wife told me on her honeymoon right there. You ever get stuck on the Ferris wheel? Oh, man. I was up here with my kids. We were stuck. They was crying, freaking out, trying to calm them down. Don't worry, kids. We'll be all right. I'm sure that guy running it with seven fingers and a pentagram tattoo. All right. I'm sure he'll have us down in no time here. As soon as he's done smoking that joint, I'm sure we'll be right down out of this dip. Anybody ever been to the fair on senior day? I went on Senior Day. Most popular ride on Senior Day is the ambulance on the way out of the fair. Dadgum, there's one leaving the scrambler every 2 minutes in there. Best part about Senior Day, though, it only lasts from 3:30 to 5, so that's a good thing. They got special prizes on Senior Day. I saw an old guy bust a balloon with a dart, and he won a pair of Depends with a picture of Def Leppard on it right there. The food's different on Senior Day, the fried foods. It's unbelievable. Anybody ever have fried Lipitor? They got a guy guesses your weight at the fair. They need somebody to guess your cholesterol level in there. I had a buddy of mine used to do that. He used to try to guess people's weight at the fair. I went with him one time, and this girl come up there. She goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I guess people's weight." She goes, "How do you win?" I mean, she was a looker. You could tell. He said, "Well, I guess your weight, and then you get on a scale. If I'm 5 pounds either way, I win, you lose." She goes, "I'm on debt." He's like, "All right, oof. 317. She gets on there, "You lose, 345. I'm like, "He loses? Are you kidding me? I got John Deere attachments way less than you do right now. Congratulations, you're blimp worthy." But you can gain weight at the fair. It's all fried. Have you, you ever eat the corn dogs at the fair? Oh, I love them. Have you seen the size of the fair corn dogs? Holy smokes. I'm not saying they're big, but I was eating one at the rodeo when a horse come by and winked at me. You never learn nothing on the internet medically looking it up. Except one time I did, I found out that jock itch is also the name of a porn star in France. And what is it about getting in your mid-50s, your big toenails like a manhole cover all of a sudden? Holy smokes, I went to clip it the other day, the pin popped out of the clipper system in there. Holy smokes. Finally, I chip it off, hits my kid in the head, knocks him out, he's bleeding from the eyeball. I ate the waiting room too, the walk-in clinic. Holy smoke, nobody's got any manners in there. You know, everybody's sitting in there hawking, hacking, coughing, farting, burping, belching. What the heck? Then you go see the nurse. "What are you here to see the doctor for?" "Well, it was a chest cold. Now I think I got hepatitis after being in an enemy." You got to go in there and wait 10 hours for some. I could walk in there on bloody nubs and pulling my legs in a wagon there. Got to sit for 6 hours. I ain't sitting nowhere over an hour if I ain't got a wine list or something in there. Serve some beer. Boy, that'd be a game changer right there, wouldn't it? Walk-in clinic, start serving wine. "Oh, excuse me, nurse, what wine do you recommend that goes with my itchy butthole?" "Maybe a Boone's Farm, maybe a cherry wine or something like that." Or... then I finally get in to see the doctor. I got to wait on him in his room for another 45 minutes. Freezing cold, I'm in a backless paper gown. I'm a pair of high heels away from Caitlyn Jenner sitting in that office in there. Back down. Yeah. Then he comes in there and he looks at me, he looks around me, he looks in me, he lifts stuff up, he sighs a couple of times. It's like a bad episode of Storage Wars every time I go to the doctor. Then I spend all that money, waste all that time. You know what his diagnosis was? "You're too fat." Yeah, no kidding. Damn, I could have stayed at home and my wife tell me that for free. You're like, "Well, what are you gonna do about it?" "I don't know, hang out with people fatter than me, I guess. Maybe take a selfie next to a cement mixer or something." He's like, "Well, you need to eat better. What'd you eat last week?" "I don't know, go get my t-shirt." He says, "I want you to join a gym." "I ain't joining a gym. Last time I was down there, I left a skid mark on a yoga mat. I ain't going down there." He goes, "Well, get on a treadmill then. Find a treadmill, get on it, but start slow and ease into it. I don't want you to have a heart attack." Oh, that's comforting right there. That's when you know you're a fat ass right there. When cardiovascular exercise is like Russian roulette all of a sudden. Honey, how much time are you doing on a treadmill? I don't know, hopefully 30 minutes. I ain't sure. All right. How'd he die? Sweating to the oldies. Weirdest thing I ever seen. My buddy's all mad at his doctor because he's seen him driving a brand new Mercedes Benz. That's good. It means you got a good doctor. I want my doctor to have a brand new Mercedes Benz. I don't want to be an hour and a half away from open heart surgery. My doctor show up in a 78 Plymouth. And door open up, a bunch of Pringles cans come falling out of it. He's like, he thinks he's better than me. He is better than you. He's a doctor. You're a bouncer slash cook down there at Grits and Tits. And it stinks getting older and fatter. And I used to be something back in the day, boys. I used to be something. I did. I used to run cross country. You Google it. I think I still hold the state record for taking the most s*** in the woods. But I'm on a diet now. I'm eating nothing but Fruit Loops. But my wife has me on a... My wife has me on a diet now where I can have one cheat day. So I can have a hamburger with the cheese and the bun one day a week. Or anytime I drive by a fast food restaurant when she's not with me in the car. All right, I'll do that. She's a stickler, too, I tell you what. She'd be up here sleeping 2:30 in the morning, the dog go down there and bark at the door for 10 minutes. She don't hear nothing. She's racked out. I got to go down there and let the dog out. So next day I go down there, I'm kind of hungry. I pour a little bowl of Cap'n Crunch down there. I hear, get out of Cap'n Crunch! What the hell? I should have barked when I poured that Cap'n Crunch in there, is what I should have done. It sucks getting old and fat, I tell you. I remember when my beard turned white, my wife was like trying to comfort me. Oh, that's okay, honey. I like somebody with a little salt and pepper in their beard. Made me feel a little better. Then she goes, it's the corner in your teeth that's disgusting. I was going to say broccoli, but none of y'all believe I eat broccoli. All right, that's why I'm saying that. Here's the thing about getting older. You start losing your daggone memory. I have a hard time remembering stuff now. It's so frustrating. Have you ever left your groceries on the roof of your car? Yeah, for 3 weeks? You ever did? I'm a hypochondriac. I always think I'm dying of something, freaking out. Had a red blotch right there one time for a week. It's freaking me out. So I go get a biopsy on it. Tested positive for picante sauce. Idiot. Cost me $1,000 to do that. Good news is he wrote me a prescription for napkins, so that's pretty good, I guess. But I always think I'm dying. Don't ever look nothing up on the internet, because it ain't good. It's always lupus or Lou Gehrig's. That's what it is. One of them two. I think I got both of them damn diseases. Seen a commercial the other day for breast implant leakage. I had every damn symptom of a breast implant leakage in there. These stupid things. I ain't kidding with you. Don't ever look it up. It's always lupus. Except for one time I had a lump right here. And honestly, I'm like, what the hell? I look it up. Oh, brain cancer. That's it for me. I'm a dead man. I got brain cancer. You never learn nothing on the internet medically looking it up. Except one time I did. I found out that jock itch is also the name of a porn star in France. And what is it about getting in your mid-50s, your big toenails like a manhole cover all of a sudden? Holy smokes, I went to clip it the other day. The pin popped out of the clipper system in there. Holy smokes. Finally, I chip it off, hits my kid in the head, knocks him out. He's bleeding from the eyeball. Have you ever seen somebody at the grocery store? You ever seen a fella in there staring at a head of cabbage? I was up there one time. I seen a dude all by himself staring at a head of cabbage. I got a theory about that. That guy's wife sent him up there to get a head of lettuce. All cabbage ought to come with a label on it that says, this is not what your wife wants you to buy. 3 days before Thanksgiving, my wife sends me up to the grocery store to get some yams. 45 daggum minutes, I'm looking for yams. I can't find a daggum yam. I come home, I said, they ain't got no yams up there. He goes, you mean to tell me 3 days before Thanksgiving they don't got no sweet potatoes at the grocery store? I'll be right back. But I'm on a diet now. I'm eating nothing but Fruit Loops. But my wife has me on a... My wife has me on a diet now where I can have one cheat day. So I can have a hamburger with the cheese and the bun one day a week. Or anytime I drive by a fast food restaurant when she's not with me in the car. All right. She's a stickler, too. I'll tell you what. She'd be up here sleeping 2:30 in the morning. The dog go down there and bark at the door for 10 minutes. She don't hear nothing. She's racked out. I got to go down there and let the dog out. So next day, I go down there. I'm kind of hungry. I pour a little bowl of Cap'n Crunch down there. I hear, get out of Cap'n Crunch! What the hell? I should have barked when I poured that Cap'n Crunch in there. What I should have done. It sucks getting old and fat, I tell you. I remember when my beard turned white, my wife was like trying to comfort me. Oh, that's okay, honey. I like somebody with a little salt and pepper in their beard. Made me feel a little better. Then she goes, it's the corn in your teeth that's disgusting. I was going to say broccoli, but none of y'all believe I eat broccoli. All right, so I ain't saying that. You went upside down. Ah! Oh, I get done. I go, you didn't tell me you went upside down. The guy running it goes, it's not supposed to. How about that Ferris wheel? You like that Ferris wheel? Who, me either. Oh, yeah, the Ferris wheel. That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing I like better in the whole world than being completely bored and terrified at the same time. Which, by the way, is the same thing my wife told me on her honeymoon right there. You ever get stuck on the Ferris wheel? Oh, man, I was up here with my kids. We were stuck. They was crying, freaking out, trying to calm them down. Don't worry, kids. We'll be all right. I'm sure that guy running it with seven fingers and a pentagram tattoo. All right, I'm sure. My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales. Yeah. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale. She gives me money to put my clothes back on, but she does. I had to go get a flu shot one time. I didn't want to go to the doctor, and my wife goes, well, shoot, run up to Walmart. They're giving flu shots. Are you kidding me? I ain't getting a flu shot at Walmart. Dadgum, normally I got to get vaccinated before I go in there. Get a flu shot at Walmart. The flu's the last thing I'm worried about at Walmart, all right? Dadgum, they probably got Ebola behind a box in there somewhere I didn't know about. I was up there one time, there's a dude out front in a hazmat suit. I'm like, is it safe to go in there? He goes, yeah, why? I go, you're in a hazmat suit. He goes, I know, I work here. I'm collecting the carts.